Ladies, ladies, Women Thrive Live event is happening very soon in London. It's happening 5th and 6th of June, and this is our flagship event where you will want to be. Save your spot today because we have nearly 20 amazing international speakers who are going to bring some incredible subjects to the conversation. And this event isn't just one where you're going to be sit back and you're going to listen to a bunch of speakers. No, we want you involved. We want you conversating, we want you collaborating, building relationships, and also having an unforgettable experience. The event is happening in Notting Hill, an iconic venue. So you'll want to be there for the full experience. So make sure you book yourself the spot and also clear your diary for the 5th and 6th of June. We're so excited to have you there, and we can't wait for you to truly experience Women Thrive Live event in person. Look forward to seeing you there. Take care.
Life could be short. We never know what's guaranteed. So don't put off something that's important to you and live it the fullest every day.
Welcome to Women Thrive Season 5. This season, you can expect incredible conversations with women from all around the world. We at Women Thrive, not only do we put on incredible conversations with women, host events, retreats, publish a magazine, publish books, and we have created a platform for every woman to shine and share her message. So you right now tapping into a podcast that is globally recognized as the place for women to be and share their message. Be inspired, be part of the conversation, and let's thrive together.
So hello everyone, and a very, very warm welcome to you to the Women Thrive podcast. My name is Abigail Rebecca. I'm going to be hosting our podcast today. I'm always excited to introduce our wonderful, wonderful women within the Women Thrive community with you. And I'm particularly excited actually to introduce this amazing woman to you, because not only is she going to be a speaker on the Women Thrive Summit in 2026, she's also going to be a future host on the Women Thrive TV show, which is so, so exciting. We're so excited to have her on board. But before I go ahead and introduce her to you, you always know that there's a theme, right? When we're doing our podcast recordings. And one of the reasons that we create these podcasts is not only to introduce you to the wonderful women in our community so that you're inspired and you can listen to their stories and in turn inspire you, but also we want you to be able to walk away with some strategies, with some ideas, maybe thinking about yourself and your life in a different way. And especially when it comes to the expansion of you, your next step, how you can create a success and abundance in your life. And I wanted to ask you a question. Have you ever been in a situation where you've made the decision that you want to expand, you want to like play a bigger game, you want to like grow something? So maybe you want to grow your business, or maybe you want to like work with a different type of client, or maybe you want to make more money, or maybe you want to go for that bigger job promotion, and you feel really confident and really pumped up to be able to expand into this bigger version of you. And then you get, and it's like, oh, and like you go back, like you go back into your comfort zone. Like, how many times have you done that? How many times have you felt like that? I can put my hands up and say, actually, throughout my business, I've been in business now for 10 years. There's been many times that I've done that. I've set the intention to expand, and then it's just too much. It's like, it's too scary. There's too much going on. It's too confronting. And then maybe I've gone back to my comfort zone a little bit. So this is what we're going to be talking about today. So sit down, get yourself a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, settle in, and listen to our wonderful podcast today. Our speaker today is just, I'm so excited to be able to interview her. Her name is Dr. Laurie McDowell. She is a retreat strategist. She's an international speaker. She's a best-selling author. And she is the founder of Reimagine You Strategies. She's the creator of Done For You Transformational Retreats, helping business leaders scale impact, income, and fun by turning their vision into powerful soul-aligned gatherings. Her mission is to turn the ordinary into extraordinary, building extraordinary lives and changing the world one gathering at a time. Laurie, welcome. Welcome to the podcast today.
Miguel, I'm so excited to be here.
I love what you do. I love that you bring, you know, that here at Women Thrive, we love community. We grow in community. We support one another. I love what you do. We love having you as part of the community. So I'm very excited to have this conversation with you today.
I am too. So yeah, I love the group. Women Thrive has so many incredible women as part of it. So it's really exciting to be able to talk to them all.
Laurie, I'd love to find out from you a little bit more about you. I mean, obviously I read your official bio there, which gives us just a little snip into your zone of genius, really. Can you explain a little bit about what you do? But most importantly, like, why you do it? What drives you to do what you do?
Sure. So what I do is I do what I call done for you. And it's actually more like run for you retreats. And I love retreats. I love attending retreats. I love planning retreats, hosting retreats. And I've been doing retreats, even though I've only been an entrepreneur for a couple of years, I've actually been doing retreats for like 40 years because I did them as part of my corporate life. So that's something that I really enjoy. And I think they're amazing. But there are a lot of people who would love to have a retreat, yet they don't know how, they don't have time, they don't have knowledge, they don't want to do all the planning. So I do all that stuff as well as the facilitating, the agenda. Really, I'll do everything, help market, help sales. So all you have to do is kind of set your purpose and then show up and be magical. And by doing that, I spread retreats to people who may not normally have them. Why I do it is because I think the world's an amazing place and I love exploring it. And I think when we're together in person and we're doing these activities that are sometimes scary, fun, adventurous, it really opens up our minds and helps us grow and helps us make connections and expands what we can do. And it probably comes from a really long time ago. Back when I was in high school, my younger sister got hit by a car. And she was in a coma and her life was never the same. And my life was never the same. But I actually swore at that point that I realized life could be short. We never know what's guaranteed. So don't put off something that's important to you and live it the fullest every day. And that's why what I do today is helping more people live their life to the fullest every day and really experience all that there is to offer.
I love that. I love what you do. I've run many retreats within my business. And of course, co-hosted Women Thrive retreats with Raymonda Jan, who's the founder of Women Thrive. And it's no mean feat putting together a retreat, like it, all the moving parts. And then it's like you need to, I was just speaking to someone today who was running a retreat the other week, and she ended up being the chef. But it's like you have to hold a space and then do your work and then facilitate. So it's such a great idea what you do. So you're there, it's all done. And then the person can just show up and teach and everything else is taken care of. It's a fantastic idea.
Thank you. Yeah. And you never know what little thing, you don't want to be on the stage in the middle of a profound moment and have to stop and go put toilet paper in the bathroom. You never know what's going to happen or run. So that's why even if you don't work with someone to help a retreat and you're a solopreneur, if you decide to do a retreat, you need to have support at the event. You definitely need to have someone help you there because there's so many profound transformations going on and you don't want to have to stop in the middle of them and do some mundane detail or help someone with their credit card going through because it's not paying for the sale. You want someone to help you with all that.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. I totally agree with you. And yeah, it's so important to have that help. So Laurie, we were talking, weren't we, before we hit record. And then when I announced the podcast and did the introductions today, I was talking about like this whole, we were talking about, isn't it funny how you can really set this intention? We all want to grow. We all want to expand. We all want to do things bigger. We always hear like this, oh, you need to get out your comfort zone and play a bigger game and all of this. But nobody tells you really, and nobody really talks about what it's like when you're there. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of the narrative and a lot of the teachings is about how to get there. I want to get there. I want to get there. I want to get there. And you get there, And then it's like, how do you stay there? And that's one of the things that I wanted to ask you today, because I know that this is a subject that you talk about a lot. You're a real expert on it. So would you be able to talk into a little bit around that, please?
Sure. Yeah. We all think about our fears and we never realize like that there's this whole, this fear of success, this fear of I got here, what now? And it's funny because I was actually on a group call a couple weeks ago and everybody was talking and going around and sharing, you know, what they need help with. And I was kind of at that point, I was just like, everything's amazing right now. I don't need help with anything. Things are going really well. I feel like I'm living the life I've meant to be. And I said that, and immediately afterwards, like the thought popped in my head, like, oh, am I making those other people feel bad? Or is this for real? Because we kind of feel like we're, a lot of us, as we're growing our businesses, there's struggle, there's things we're not doing well. And that's kind of, if we build a community. And when we get out of that, it's like there's this whole fear, am I leaving those people behind? And am I going to lose my community? And are they going to suddenly look at me different because I'm not struggling and I'm successful? As we talked earlier, it's a big energy that you have to hold. And our natural tendency is to go back to what's comfortable. Yet that doesn't help anyone. That doesn't help you. And that doesn't help the people in the community that, you know, you've been of struggle. Because really what you want to do is lift them up and bring them up with you as opposed to go back down. So it's a really important time when you've had success to know that you worked hard for this, you put this intention out there, and you've got the success and you belong there and you can stay there. That it doesn't have to be transitory. It's not a short-term thing. And that even if you have little dips and things don't go wrong again, that doesn't mean you're falling off that cliff. That it's just a little, everything goes up and down. Really is a hard mind, but it's a whole mindset shift that I finally got here. And yes, I belong here. And now how do I bring other people with me as opposed to going back down so I can be back in this community of struggle?
This is something that impacts women in particular, or like more so than men, or like what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I do think it impacts women more than men. And part of it is, I just, women in general tend to think more about doubting themselves. They tend to, I think, and I love men and men are great, but I think men tend to be more oblivious. Like, I mean, even in, they talk about in corporate America, like when you have a job posting, they list the qualifications. A woman will have 90% of the job qualifications and will feel like she's not good enough. A man will have 40% and he'll apply for the job. So we have these higher expectations of ourselves and we feel like we need to be perfect. And when we get there, it's kind of like, oh, I got there, but it can't be real. Maybe this is just fake. Whereas I think men kind of just say, okay, I got this great thing. I'll take it. If it doesn't last, it doesn't last. But they're a little more, they don't question as much. They're more willing to just accept things without understanding why they got them. Whereas we want to kind of, do we really deserve this? So it is more, and it doesn't, there are men who are just like that as well. But I think in general, women tend to question it a lot more than men.
I love that. I've heard those stats before and it really hits home. And I remember the first time I heard those stats and I reflected back on my corporate career. And yeah, I mean, it's true. Like, no, for me, I can only speak about myself personally in corporate. I was very impactful, effective leader, but I never fully valued myself when I was in corporate. So that, looking at a job description, it was always easier for me to talk myself out of it than actually go for it, to be honest with you. And the majority of my promotions were me being approached and basically headhunted into those positions. But me actually going and doing it myself was like, oh, no, I don't know if I'm capable of it. And I wanted to ask you because I think that there's a real kind of like, there is a real self-value and energy piece about this because we desire these things. We desire to have a bigger business, have more money, work with higher level clients, have these job promotions, have more in life. Mm. But then I feel that very often if we haven't done the inner work, to really be able to feel confident and comfortable with that space then when we're kind of like taken that step is so scary and so intimidating. Like, what do you think there about the self-worth piece? And how can we, for anyone that's listening that is feeling like that at the moment, that's like, okay, I've like got what I wish for and now it's like there's a lot going on, what would you say to them in terms of energetically being able to manage that?
Right. Yeah. I think energetically, you have to realize that, you know, the universe is never going to give you anything that you're not meant to have. You're going to get it because you deserve it, because you're meant to have it, because it's what you need and what you want, and it's perfect for you. So sometimes I think what we have to do is just surrender and fight it and say, this is amazing. I love this right now. I'm really happy. I'm really excited. Things are going well. And I'm just going to surrender and accept it. And, you know, whether it lasts forever or whether it doesn't last, that doesn't matter. It's here now. So just kind of let it flow and take what's there. And I think when you stop fighting it, you're kind of like, it'll come to you and it's there and you'll be able to handle it all. And then you'll stop worrying about, oh, is it going to last? Am I good enough? Do I really deserve this? Stop with the imposter syndrome. Stop with, are people going to? Because really, and the one question about, are your peers, are your friends going to not like you anymore because you're up there? Are they going to find you offensive? And the answer to that is no. Everyone's going to support you. If they're a true friend, they're going to support you and they want so much for you. They want it for themselves too, but just because they don't have it yet doesn't mean they don't want you to have it. They would rather you have it and lift them up. So really just surrendering, just letting, you know, just being open to whatever comes your way and accepting it. Because if you didn't, you wouldn't get it if you weren't meant to have it.
That's really confirming, actually. You wouldn't have it. You wouldn't even desire it if you weren't meant to have it.
Mm-hmm.
I think anyone that's listening to this and hearing your words, Laurie, will feel very comforted about that. But I do think I talk a lot about like the crab pot theory. Have you ever heard of the crab pot theory?
No, I haven't heard that one.
Oh, I love it so much. So when I was little, we used to go to Cornwall, which is a beautiful part. Come and do a retreat in Cornwall, please. Like, it convinced someone to come over because it's so cool down there. It's a beautiful part of the UK down in the south. It's very spiritual and very mystical. Mm-hmm. And we used to go in crabbing. So like, yeah, crabs and put them in a pot. And when you look at crabs in a pot, very often there'll be a crab that will be trying to get out. It'll be trying to crawl out. And what happens is that I don't know why this happens, but the other crabs in the pot will pull the crab down and stop it from going out the pot. So it's like the crab pot theory. So it's like, no, don't go and play big, because if you play big, you make me look small and you make me feel bad. So instead, try and come and stay here with me.
Stay here and get boiled with me.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, come and just like, let's all just get boiled together. But don't you think that there is an aspect of that? So yes, of course, there's a hope that if you have friends and community that really, truly love you and want the best for you, of course, they'll support you. But do you also think that there's an element of people that are intentionally trying to sabotage you from getting to that next level because they don't want to stay small and they don't want to be left on their own?
There may be. And I think there's definitely more of that when we live in scarcity. And I know in corporate America, like I worked in corporate America for over 30 years. And corporate America, just by its definition, is scarcity. Because, like, I remember having to do performance reviews, and I had a team that they were all great. And I was told, well, you can't give them all great reviews. You have to have a top person and a bottom person and a bell curve in between. And I thought, well, that's ridiculous. The person at the bottom's a great employee. Why do I have to give them a bad review? Because that's what you say. So it's and even promotions are scarcity. You can't promote everybody. And when you live in abundance, you don't have to pull people don't have to pull you back down because there's lots of room out of the pot. And when you kind of adopt that and the people around you adopt that, you'll be climbing on top of each other, getting out of the pot and then pulling the other one up. And so I think it's a lot of the mindset of scarcity versus abundance, because in abundance, we can all succeed. We can all be amazing. We can all be successful. And if people are pulling you back down, that's because they are not living in that abundance. And maybe you can convince them. David Goggins has one of my favorite authors. He's a little bit crazy, but he has a quote about how sometimes you need to let go of those people that are pulling you back down, to paraphrase it. And maybe at some point just you'll shine your light upon them, that they'll decide to climb up with you. So if someone is pulling you back down, you might need to let go of them for a little bit or invite them to come up, because yeah, there are people like that, but the real people who are going to be successful are going to be pushing you up and hoping and trying to get up there with you.
I completely agree. And that's one of the things that I love about communities like Women Thrive. We support one another. We stand on each other's shoulders. We raise each other up to our highest levels. And it's really important to do that. And I guess my takeaway from what you've just shared there, Laurie, is that it's really important to be in communities of people that support you, that are living in abundance, that do really love you and have the best for you and want you to succeed and are your biggest cheerleaders.
Yeah, I agree. That's so true. It's one of the reasons why I love retreats so much, because that's a perfect place to build those communities, because you're all there, going for the same thing. But if you're not competing, you're supporting and you're helping each other grow. And that's why. And I think that's when you're in those communities, it feels so good, because you see what's out there and you see what's possible and have people helping you get there, which is amazing.
Yeah. One of the things that I wanted to ask you, and it is actually attached to retreats, so I'd really love to have your take on this. Whenever I either host a retreat through my business or co-host in a Women Thrive retreat or someone else's retreat, we always talk about the retreat hangover and kind of mitigate that and manage people's expectations to look out for it. So there's this thing where you can go on a retreat and you're in a beautiful luxury environment. It might be very different to the environment that maybe you live day to day. It might not be, but it might be very different. You're around people that uplift you, that hold you up. You're very inspired. You're like in this bubble. And then what happens is you're kind of like, you're uplifted. You're in this other dimension. So you're talking. It's exactly what we were talking about before. You're expanded. And then you get on the plane and you got home and you get back to real life. And then you get back to your house and your community and, you know, the people that surround you. And very often you can have this real like come down, like I've been in this wonderful space and now like I'm in reality. And very often that bubble can burst and you can have this retreat hangover. What is your experience of that? If you do have an experience from your wonderful experience of hosting retreats, and how can we mitigate that in any environment if we've been in a really uplifting environment and then we kind of need to come back to reality a little bit?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, Abigail. And it's one of the reasons why I say done for your retreats, they give you great impact, but they also lead to an incredible income. Because when you're at this retreat that you're hosting, and people are getting this incredible experience and people are with you and they want what you offer and they love you and you're connecting, they don't want to go home. They don't want to lose that connection with you. And if you don't offer them some kind of continuing program, whether it's another retreat, a mastermind, a coaching program, you're actually doing them a disservice, because you're giving them this great, amazing experience and then you're sending them home by themselves. So that's why it's so perfect to sell something value, and not sell for the point of selling, but you offer this ability for your clients and the people at the retreat to spend the next year with you, or to come to multiple retreats to you, or to be in your mastermind, because you're actually taking that and giving them an opportunity to keep it going as opposed to just let it go. So selling from a retreat, it's a perfect way to sell, because people want to buy it because they just want to buy that time with you. But it also gives them something to keep that high going long after the retreat. The other thing is, if you are doing a retreat, you know, it's a fulfillment retreat or it's not a selling opportunity, don't end the retreat at the retreat. Put in a couple monthly calls, follow-up calls, integration calls after it, so people can connect again, so they can 2 weeks later. And then a month and a half later. So give them something, maybe 3 months later, have them connect again to just feel what have they had challenges since they've left? What have they incorporated into their life and how has it done? How can they support each other? Because this way you kind of keep it going. You give them an opportunity to look forward to it. And then you schedule the next retreat 6 months out so they can all get together again and bring their friends. So you definitely want to keep something going after the event because it is a definite, they're high and then they go home and their spouse doesn't understand, their friends don't understand, and they're feeling like, was it real? Did it really happen?
Yeah, that integration piece at the end is so important, isn't it? It's quite shocking, actually, when I'll speak to people that host retreats, how many people actually don't carry the container forward, either by offering a container to step into in terms of another program or mastermind or something like that. But even as you've just mentioned, to be able to hold that space and to continue to hold that space, because otherwise it just feels like you're dropping off a cliff. Mm-hmm. And it's really important to keep the integration, because very often the insights and the aha moments and actually the breakdowns can very often come after the retreat, because mm-hmm. you've had that, you've been in this space, and then you're able to kind of like integrate it then into your life. So it's so important to continue to hold that space. I'm so glad that you talked about that, because in my opinion, it's really important.
Yeah, I think that's really important. It's funny because personal growth and transformation, some people started earlier, but a lot of us didn't do it our whole life. And now that we do it, we realize like how it's not like it's one and done. It's a continuous process. And I often think like, how did I live without all this? How did I get by? Yet you may have a transformation, a breakthrough at a retreat. It's not done. You're going to have every time you do it, you get a little bit higher, but there's always another down and another breakthrough and another breakthrough. So it is something you're going to be doing for the rest of your life, which is great because it's wonderful and all. But yeah, having a place to keep going, because yeah, there's always, the ups are always a little bit higher, but there's still we still have the downs, and you don't want to be doing those downs by yourself.
No, absolutely not. What's next for you, Laurie? Like, where do you see your business going and growing, and what's next for you?
Right. Well, I am really excited. You mentioned earlier that I'm going to have a Women Thrive TV show, and I'm excited about it. And I don't remember the exact title, but it's going to actually incorporate the travel and extraordinary people and extraordinary experiences. So my goal for like next year is to do at maybe one retreat, one done for your retreat a month. So to have about 12 in the year. Some of them may be off in amazing places, and some of them may be an hour away. And what I want to do is actually incorporate the TV show when I am at these retreats into the retreat, where we interview the host and also interview someone from the local, maybe it's from the resort or from the local culture. So kind of incorporate the community as the local community, wherever the retreat is, whether it's an amazing Airbnb or a resort or a country, but get that flavor into it too. So part travel show, part coaching, retreat, personal growth TV show. So I'm excited about that.
That is such a great idea. That's amazing. We did that. So at the last Women Thrive retreat in Valencia in the summer, Dr. Quillette James, who also has a TV show on the Women Thrive channel, she actually hosted her show, The Villa. And it's such a great idea, because it just paints, like, what you create for people is freedom. There's not just the beautiful experience and the coming together as women and the expansion of the retreat, but also travel, like travel freedom to go and experience different countries and different cultures, and to be able to integrate that into your TV show. I am very excited about that. That's wonderful. What a great idea.
I'm excited about it too. Cause yeah, there's so, like I said, the retreats are great, but really personal growth, you get the community and also traveling and seeing the world. I mean, just knowing different cultures and different things. I mean, there's so much out there, so much incredible things to experience. And I'm hoping that this will give people an opportunity to see them, whether they're I'm doing a retreat in December, and I'm going to record the first episode of the TV show at that retreat. It won't be live probably, because I don't think but it'll work to be live, but we'll record that one. And we're going to be in Honduras, which will be really cool to show the local culture and such. So I'm excited to do that.
That is absolutely fantastic. Where's your, I just want to ask this aside, like, where's your favorite place to hold retreats? Like, for you personally?
Right. It's hard to answer. You've kind of got the recency bias, but two of my favorite places where I've been to retreats, multiple. One is Sedona, Arizona. And that's because the place is just magical. They have the highest concentration of like card readers and seers and psychics in the world are there, but also it's beautiful and they have energy vortexes and there's so many amazing things to go that it's just magical. And the other place that probably because it's recent, but Fiji was incredible for a retreat because the people in Fiji are the kindest, friendliest. Like some people have nothing really. They really don't have a nice house. They don't have a lot of money. They don't have a lot. And yet they're still incredibly happy and welcoming and fun. One of the people there told us that there's actually a Fiji custom where during a meal, they keep their front door open. And if anyone comes into the house, they feed them. So even if all they're eating is rice, they'll split their rice with someone who comes in. It's like that welcoming. So that's one of my favorite places because the people there are so amazing.
Oh, that's really special. I'm very well traveled. I've never been to Fiji. I would absolutely love to go. And I absolutely adore it, Sedona. And when you were talking, I was like, where's my partner's come in and changed my tea, my mug? But before this mug was my Sedona mug. And it's like,
Yeah, it's so beautiful out there. And there's so many magical things to do. I don't know if I could live there because I'd be like so overwhelmed, yeah. I think.
No, I'm good for like 4 or 5 days. And then I'm like, I need to go. And then I'm drawn back again. But yeah, it's so wonderful. Lori, thank you so much for coming and sharing your wonderful expertise and everything that you're bringing. And as I said before, we really love to have you in the community. You are going to be, you are one of our 2026 speakers. So as we're recording this, it's next year. And we're going to be opening the doors very soon, actually, for anyone that wants to join and watch. Can you give us a little bit of a snippet and a little bit of an insight into what you're going to be speaking about on the stage next year?
Sure. I am going to be talking about how, I'm trying to remember my title, but really how you can create an incredible business, an incredible life through the power of experiences. And I have a whole thing where it has to do with your purpose and all that's possible, and then like reaching that pinnacle experience. So I'm going to be talking a little bit about using, like, it doesn't have to be a lot, it could be virtual, but using experiences and people coming together to just get so much more out of life and to create these incredible, extraordinary businesses, lives, communities, and you, and that we're all able to be an incredible, extraordinary person with this amazing life.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to your talk and just looking forward to the months ahead and continuing to be in your energy and your space. And of course, really looking forward to your TV show as well, Lori. Can you tell us where we can find you? Website, social media, like what's the best way to connect in with you?
Sure. My website is reimagineyou.net. It's under construction, so it'll be changing a lot. So if you go there now, it might not be really exciting, but in a couple months too, or so, it'll be done. You can also reach me on LinkedIn. I'm under Lori McDowell. I'm Lori McDowell 5, Lori.McDowell.5 on Instagram and Facebook. And I have a YouTube channel as well, and I think that's under Dr. Lori McDowell. So basically, if you search for Lori McDowell, you'll probably find me on. And you can see me there. I have crazy pictures. So I have me with a Fijian man in his little outfit with a LinkedIn. So yeah, no boring, ordinary pictures.
Nothing at all. I need to go and check out that picture. So yeah, just Google her. You'll be able to find her. And we'll put all the links anyway below. So please go and connect him. And it's really, really important for us as a community and for our speakers to connect, to start conversations, to be able to help, to be in service. And I would definitely recommend that you go in and check out Dr. Lori McDowell. Lori, it's been so wonderful having this conversation with you. I could talk forever with you because we both share a big love and passion for travel and learning through experiences. But for now, we're going to take a break on the podcast. Yes. But thank you so much for coming and sharing your wonderful wisdom and expertise with us today.
Well, thank you so much, Abigail. It's been amazing. Yeah. And I look forward to connecting with all of you because I love conversations, meeting new people, and this Women Thrive community. The people I've met so far have all been amazing.
Wonderful. Thanks, Laurie. And thank you, everyone. Thank you to you for watching, for listening. Thank you for your support with our podcast. We're so proud of the fact that our podcast is top 5% globally. And I think we're going to be heading towards that top 2% very, very soon. And we just really have so much gratitude to you, our wonderful audience, for making that happen. So please continue to watch and show your support. Please reach out to Laurie. Go and check out her website. See the different stages of her website development. Go and sign up for her talk. Go and follow her on social media and down below. And go watch her YouTube videos. And come back and join us on the next episode of the Women Thrive podcast. Thank you for watching, and we will see you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Women Thrive Podcast. I'm so thankful for you as a listener for spending time with us, myself and my co-host Abigail, to hear our conversations with our guests. If you have had the opportunity to hear our podcast, do make sure you leave a review and share this episode with your audience as well. This has helped us reach the 5% globally ranked podcast, as well as reach more than 30,000 downloads to date. Your support means so much to us, and this is how we get to reach more people around the world. At Women Thrive Media, we're here to amplify voices of women and empower women to take the center stage and shine a spotlight on their messages.